your eyes are bluer than the oceans of the world, and I want to swim them again.
Yeah. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song was by Plain Clothes. It was their song Albert Einstein off of their album Dog Logic. Before that, the song Bridge, and then in parentheses, Water Under by the band Rug, with an H on the end, off of their album Rug, with no H on the end. Second of those four songs was Treed, with four or five E's. Oh, it's hard to count. Anyway, that's by the band P, with two E's, off of their album Now! Exclamation mark. More Charm and More Tender, where, in fact, and is substituted with the ampersand, which is, in fact, the French A. If you look really closely, you'll notice it's an E and T. Anyway, first of those four songs was Fluid by the Gerbils off of Are You Sleepy? And I listened to that album this morning, as of me recording this, and, I associate it with the spring, and, you know, it's a beautiful spring day. Spring is definitely here, and this episode is going to premiere, what day will that be? I gotta check the calendar before I say a wrong number. 19th? Yeah, the 19th. So that's a Monday, that it'll be airing on CILU and CJLO, and then it'll be the Wednesday for, people listening to CFRC. But it's nice because I consider that to be sort of the honorary start to spring, Victoria Day in most of Canada. I don't know what the heck it is in Quebec. But yeah, that's a holiday. It's a long weekend. That's exciting. I really forgot about it too, so I thought I was gonna have to do stuff on Sunday, or on Monday, and it makes going to a show Sunday night way more palatable, so that's pretty cool too. Something that's not palatable is the horribly hot weather. My apartment is 25.5 degrees Celsius, I don't like that. And I've got the AC off right now, which I installed today. Wow, another sign of, that's too much of a sign of summer than spring, but that's not on right now, because I'm recording this, and I don't want you to hear it, so I'm doing all of you a really huge favor by suffering like this. And if you want to say thank you, just shout it really loud somewhere, maybe you'll hear it, I don't know. But yeah, I guess my intention here is to play stuff that sounds sort of spring-like, sort of summer-like, and both that album by the Gerbils and that album by Plain Clothes kind of fit into that category for me. So it's a fun one. But at the same time, I almost forgot that I had to make this episode in advance because of the holiday, so I also scrambled a bit. But it's fun. I'm having a good time. And the next thing coming up is going to be some stuff from Swirlies. After that, some stuff from a band called Mean Red Spiders. There's going to be this noisy little interlude from the end of that song, and then it is going to be a song off of the latest album from the band Cootie Catcher. So this is going to be so much friggin' fun.
Stairs and it's all around, grinding insect. course through the
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was If It's In Vogue by the band Cootie Catcher off of their album Shy At First. Before that, Turn Walk Away by Mean Red Spiders off of their album Still Life Fast Moving. The first of those three songs was Bell by Swirlies off of Blonder Tongue Audio Baton. Interesting that I noticed, well, Mean Red Spiders was a Toronto dream pop something or other band. Did a few albums, but I had this one in my library for a long time. It's from 2002. It's interesting to see that they actually had a release as recently as 2014. And they only had three albums, so that's a rather significant span. And I think their other one was, their first album was maybe 1998 or something. Swirlies, similarly, has a really long span. They go from like 1991 to, I recently saw that they had a bunch of like free albums that used to be available on a website they had. I think the last of those came out in 2009. I got copies of those, but I've been meaning to listen to them because I'm a big fan of Swirlies, and the springtime is now here, and I feel obligated to play stuff like this, despite the fact that when this show airs, it is actually very dark out in most places. So it's a little bit tough for me to listen to all this wonderful springtime music, and then the sun goes down, and the tone changes, so I don't know what it's like for you guys. But I'm staring at a thin sliver of dark through my my curtains. So, yeah, a weird juxtaposition. But I do get really excited for seasons changing and, I don't know, all the albums that I like listening to, say, in the summer, coming back into my my cycle again. So I'm excited about that. And I feel that Cootie Catcher's release kind of fell into that category. Likewise for the EP by Sunwell. That was one that I felt, it's like, man, I got to... When spring comes, I will fully appreciate this, so I guess maybe there'll be a slight shift in tone to this show as the spring and the summer carry on. The next half hour is going to be slower, for the most part. No, definitely slower. It's going to kick off with some stuff from the band Delilah, and then it will be some Homeshake, and then Fog Lake, and those two rhyme, so that's satisfying. Here we go.